We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi Ben Menachosh, Rav Yaakov, and Pinchos, Leo, and Rav Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is entirely written in Maseches Ksuvos. We learned it already. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And it addresses the claims that the sons and daughters may have regarding the Yerusha. The sons are able, obviously receive their Yerusha when there are sons, and the daughters have the right to claim their and demand Mizono support from the Tanai based on the Tanai Ksuva, the stipulation of every Ksuva in the marriage. Perek Tes Mishnah says like this, Misha Meis V'Niach Banim Uvanos. Person passes away and he has both sons and daughters, and the sons of course are dividing up the Yerusha, and the banos, the daughters, are demanding that they be supported. Bizman shanachasim merubim, if there's plenty of property, plenty of possessions that the father had, habanim yirushu v'habanos yizonu, the sons will receive in their inheritance and the daughters will receive support for food, for sustenance. The Gemara asks, what does it mean, merubin? Right? It's a lot. So the Gemara says, kol sheyuzonu mehen elu v'elu ad sheyibagru. When we speak about merubin here, this is where there's enough in the estate for both the sons and the daughters to receive mizonos, to have enough sustenance, till they become a bogeres, till they reach the age of 12 and a half. Which means the following. When we say merubin here, what it doesn't mean that the millions of dollars. It means that the nechassim have enough that there's enough within the estate to support the sons and the daughters, just to give them food until the banos, the daughters, reach the age of bagrus, which is 12 and a half. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is, of course, to teach us that if you have millions of dollars the daughters are going to get sustenance and the sons are going to get Yerusha. That's obvious. Everybody knows that. The sons are the ones who inherit Midoraisa, and the daughters, based on the Tanai Ksuva, Takaras Chachamim, based on the Mishnah Ksuvos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yad Aleph, they get Mizonos. The Chiddush here of the Mishnah is that you don't have that much Nechasim. Merubin means that's enough, as we said, to give mizonos to the sons and the daughters till the daughters reach the age of bagrus. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that what happens here is habanim yirshu, the sons inherit all of the nechasim, all the nechse yerusha become theirs, v'habanim yizonu, and the daughters are going to get mizonos through the brothers until they become the bogeres, 12 and a half, or if before that they get married, they have erisin, so the support will go up until that point. The daughters can't say to the sons, the sisters can't say to the brothers, oh listen, you give us from the nechasim our enough mizonos till we become 12 and a half, give us that portion, or that'll put that in the bank account for us, and you'll get the rest of it. That's not what we do. Here, rather, all of the nechasim go to the sons. They are the yarshim, and then out of that money, out of those funds, they're going to give support, mizonos, to the daughters. Says the Mishnah, then the Mishnah says, hanechasim mu'atim, let's say you don't have as much nechasim, which means the nechse Yerusha are, you don't have enough in the funds in the estate, so to give mizonos to the daughters and the sons till the daughters become 12 and a half. So what do we do now with the nechasim mu'atim? Habonos yizonu, here is where we say the daughters are going to get their mizonos and make sure that is, there's no Yerusha here. At this point, you set aside enough money that you know there'll be the daughters will be able to be supported till 12 and a half. They get precedence. And the sons, we take out, so they have to go knocking on people's doors, which means we take out of the, we don't say give all the Yerusha to the sons, and the sons will now give the daughters from the Yerusha, because there's not enough for both of them, the sons and the daughters, to receive sustenance till the girls are 12 and a half. So in this case. So here what we do is we take out of the Nechse Yerusha enough funds that's going to be able to support, that will be able to support the daughters till they become bogros, till they are 12 and a half. And whatever's left, you give to the sons, that's Yerusha. Now, there may not be that much Yerusha left. In fact, there may not be enough to support them, to give them food. Okay, that's okay. The daughters take precedence when it comes to food, and let the sons go knocking on the doors of people to get donations. And the same thing would be true. Let's say the Nechse Yusha only have enough to support the daughters for Mizonos, and there's nothing left. So there's no Yerusha at all. Okay, so then the daughters are going to get their Mizonos. The funds are set aside for them to support them, to give them food till they're 12 and a half. And the sons will get nothing. In that case, there won't be any Yerusha at all. And they'll go knocking on people's doors. So Admon Omer, so that's what the Tanna Kamma says. So Admon says the following. This is in Ksuvis in Perek Yud Gimel, the last Perek of the Masechta. He says, "B'shvil shani zachar ifsati, I should lose out because I'm a male." Don't we usually give? We usually see that the son has greater power, yafek kolach, over the boss. When it comes to Yerusha, we know that the son is the Yoresh, has priority when it comes to Yerusha. Only if there are no sons do we say, and the sons don't have any sons, any family, any progeny of their own, do we say that Yerusha goes to the daughters. So how could it be that in such a case, the sons should lose out? Why do we say now that the sons are at a disadvantage with the chasim muatim? And therefore, he believes, according to Admon, everyone should get mizonos. The same. They should divide it somehow. And then everybody has to go knocking on the door as if there's not enough food. But we shouldn't give all the bonos the food and then let the sons knock on the door. That's what Admon, that's what he argues against the Tanna Kamma. Amram Gamliel, Ro'ani Esteveri Admon. You know, I see what Admon is saying. Makes a lot of sense. I agree with that. Nonetheless, Halacha does not follow Admon, and we follow the Tanna Kamma, that the banos are nizonos and the banim yishalu al apsachim. Paraktes Mishnah base. Hiniach banim uvanos v'tumtum. Here you have a father passed away and he left sons and daughters, but there's also a tumtum. Tumtum is where we're not clear of the gender. And there are no simanim at all for us to know. So tumtum literally means occluded. So it's unclear. So now, what status does this person have in the family? In certain respects, we said the sons had priority, and then in other respects, the daughters do. So here says the Mishnah like this: Bizman shadachasim merubim hazecharim dochinos oetalan akevos. When there's a lot of nechasim, which is what we described in the previous Mishnah, which is where there's enough food to support the sons and the daughters till the daughters become 12 and a half. What do we say we do there? The Yerusha goes to the sons, they keep that invested with them, and they'll give money to the daughters to give them food. So that's where they get the Yerusha. So you know what the son, you know what the sons say to this tumtum? They say, well, they literally push him towards the daughters, to the females. And they say, listen, you bring a proof that you're a male and you'll join us, get Yerusha with us. If not, you'll be part of the females and we get the Yerusha and we'll give you enough food till you're 12 and a half. Hanachasim Watim, where the Yerusha, the Nechse Yerusha, we said, are limited to the point where there's only enough food to support the daughters till they're 12 and a half, but not enough to support the sons till the 20 and a half, to support the sons till, in addition to the daughters, up until the age that the girls reach 12 and a half. If we support the daughters till the daughters are 12 and a half, there's not going to be enough mizonos for the sons necessarily. So what do we say? The sons are the ones who have to knock on people's doors. So guess what? Hanekevos dochososo. So the females, the daughters, push the tumtum etahazacharm to the males and say, oh, listen, you bring a proof that you're in a keva, then you can get mizonos with us. If not, you're going to have to knock on people's doors. Ha'omer im te ishti zachari tol maneh. Here's a shchivra, someone who was about to pass away, and his wife was pregnant, and he said, if my wife gives birth to a male, yitol maneh, he's going to take, I want to give him 100 dinar as a gift. Yolda zachar, no tel maneh. If in fact his wife gave birth to a male, although this person passed away, the son is going to receive money, 100 zuz, even though the halacha is that mezake l'uber lo kana, that an uber is a fetus, which means when a woman is pregnant, to now be able to cause that uber to acquire something, to zchus, to be zoche in something, that's not an acquisition, that is not effective. So this, therefore, what does this gift mean? He says, if his wife is pregnant, If my wife gives birth to a male, he's going to get 100 zuz. So why should that be effective at all, that kinyan? Nonetheless, by yeshchiv mira, we say that a mezakel uber is kana. Why? Because a person feels very close to his son and really wants this kinyan to take place, and the Chachamim therefore gave strength to his words, so that especially for shchiv merah, so he doesn't get confused, and it doesn't cause him to decline even further. The fact that this would not be an effective matana. Nikeva Masayim, and same thing as Shchiv Merah says, if my wife progresses, he's about to pass away, his wife is pregnant, if my wife gives birth to a daughter, Nikeva Masayim, I wanted her to get 200 zuz. Why 200 zuz instead of 100 zuz? I think Mara says, that's because usually the Nikevos, the fathers, want to give more. To make it a little bit easier, it's more difficult for her to be, get food and to get mizonas, as we said from the previous Mishnah. So, okay, but it doesn't matter. With 200, 100, it doesn't matter what it is. So the halacha is yolda nekeva, no, tell us masayim. This is effective. Though his wife gives birth to nekeva, she gets 200. And that's because, once again, although mezakel uber lo kana, such a kinyan should not be effective in general. For shchiv merah, we make an exception and the kinyan takes effect. Im zachar mana im nekeva masayim, let's say the shchiv merah said his wife was pregnant and he said, well, if she gives birth to a zachar, I want that zachar to get 100 zuz. If she gives birth to a nekeva, she's going to get 200 zuz. V'yolda zachar u'nekeva, and she gives birth to both, ha-zachar o'telmone, v'ha-nekeva o'telas basayim. Even though he only made a tonight really on one of them, nonetheless, each one is going to get the amount that he promised. Yolda tumtum, what if his wife gave birth to a tumtum? So you cannot, you don't recognize, it's not discernible what the gender is. So ain't no tell. So then this child is not going to get anything. The Gemara says that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that a tumtum is not a zachar or a nekeva, but it's a beria bifnei atzma. So that's why the tumtum doesn't get anything. But we don't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. We follow the Chachamim that a tumtum is really suffix zachar nekeva, and therefore, this child should get at least something. So the child should get at least the lesser amount, which is the 100 zuz, because okay, you're not going to give it could be that it's only, let's say, he promised the 200 zuz if it's a nekeva, and 100 zuz if it's a zachar. Okay, so you don't have to give the 200 zuz because you're not true, but at least 100 zuz you should be giving, according to the Chachamim, against the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who's the author of this Mishnah. Im Amar Kol Masha Teilid Ishti Yitol. Let's say the Shchiv Merah said, whatever my wife gives birth to, and he didn't say zachar and nekeva, but he just said, okay, whoever, I'm going to give 100 zuz to whatever she has, and she gave birth to tum haris a yitzol. We don't say that the Shchiv Merah didn't have in mind that the child would be a tumtum. He said kol masha teleg. So the wife gave birth, the tumtum is kol masha teleg. He didn't mention zachar and nekeva, so whatever gift he promised is going to be effective. And ein shom yoresh elohu yoresh esak. If the tumtum is the only one around, then he's going to get the full Yerusha. It's true, when there are banim or banos, they can push him off, one to the other. But if he's the only one who's around, well, he's obviously considered, he's the Zera, he's the seed, he's the child of this parent, and therefore he's a bar Yerusha.